Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tomorrow will mark 19 years since the city was victimized by a brutal terror attack. The anniversary will be marked at the 9/11 Memorial at what was once called Ground Zero. Our WCBS reporter Peter Haskell joins us now. Peter, the COVID-19 pandemic is going to make this ceremony a little bit different, isn't it?
Right. Some of the things will be the same. Some things will be different. We'll start with the fact that they will have 6 moments of silence for when the two towers were struck and when they fell, and 2 additional moments of silence for when planes hit in Shanksville and at the Pentagon. Now, controversially, they will have a reading of names, but the names will be pre-recorded. And when word came out that there would not be a live reading of names, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation decided it would have its own reading of names. So a short distance away, near Zuccotti Park, Tunnel to Towers will have a competing event, for lack of a better word, where they will have a live reading of names. So the memorial will host this anniversary, as it always has, but it is a little bit different, and masks will be required, as well as social distancing.
Peter, there are so many families that feel compelled to go to the site every year. What does that do for them?
Well, think of the fact that there were 2,753 victims at the World Trade Center. 40% of the families never received any human remains. Their loved ones disappeared without a trace, and that, for so many of these families, is the final resting place. Even for those who have remains, it was the place where their loved ones lost their lives. They feel a connection. They feel that that's the place they want to be. Now, the fact is there are a lot of people who don't want to be there. They go to churches. They volunteer. They go to parks. They do whatever they do. But for a group of people, Ground Zero, the 9/11 Memorial, is the place they need to be.
That's our WCBS reporter, Peter Haskell.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.